It will make all its own energy, treat all its own waste, and collect all its own water. It is designed to be completely independent of outside support services. It will be gorgeous, and it will be a teaching platform because the technology is advanced enough that we'll make it completely visible for our students to use as part of their science curriculum.
And I don't imagine very many colleges have buildings like this now.
There is one other that I'm aware of, a much smaller building at Smith College. There are only six that have met these standards called the Living Building Challenge in the world. And we're actually going to have two on the Hampshire campus because the Hitchcock Center for Environmental Education is also building a living building on our campus.
Is this expensive? Is it complicated to do?
It is looking to us like it's going to be about 20% more expensive. We'll get much of that back quite quickly because of producing our own energy. Yes, it's technically challenging, but in a way that is great for a school like us because students have been involved in every phase and they're learning from those challenges.
How does the building go about being self-sustaining?
Well, the first and most obvious thing, it's designed to be energy and light efficient. So there's a lot of glass for natural lighting. It's on a an axis, so it gets southern light, but with overhangs that protect it during the summer. It has windows that can open so it can get summer ventilation. The roof will be covered with solar photovoltaics. Those will be sufficient to supply more than the power that the building uses. It has elaborate natural treatment systems, wetlands, biological treatment systems, and then some more technical systems for treating its own waste and is able to reuse the water that flows through it. And we collect the rainwater that runs off the building and off the site to be water supplies. There's one outside water supply which is required by law, which is a fire hydrant.
Once it is constructed, what will this building house?
It will have a mixed purpose. What we want it to do is to bring together all of the activities of the campus in a place where students who are visiting the college immediately encounter them. So it will combine a set of technology-enabled classrooms, exhibit and design spaces, a coffee shop and a store, and then our admissions facilities. So sort of mixing the school's activities all together right at the heart of the campus.
So is this going to be the centerpiece of the campus? Is this going to be the first building people see when they come onto campus?
It will. That's the design. And we also used it. The campus, curiously, was built around a parking lot and a bus station. And it just seemed odd that a campus like Hampshire had a fossil fuel spear pointed right at its heart. So we used this building to move that away, and that's become a quad that this building will oversee, and as you come up the road, this will be the first thing you see.